CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. China's Shenzhou 8 spacecraft has safely returned to Earth. The unmanned Shenzhou 8 touched down last night in the grasslands in northern China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. During its 17-day flight, Shenzhou 8 successfully rendezvoused and docked twice with the Tiangong-1 experimental space lab. Two more Shenzhou missions are planned for next year, one of which is expected to be manned. The Shenzhou missions are being used to pave the way for the establishment of a manned Chinese space station by 2020. China and the ASEAN countries have agreed that the ongoing summits should not be focused on disputes in the South China Sea. The verbal agreement has come following a meeting between Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao and Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono after the start of the summit in Bali. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Liu Weiming.
China has always been advocating that a South China Sea issue should be resolved between China and all other claimants through negotiations. ASEAN as a whole is not a concerned party of the South China Sea issue. We don't want to have the South China Sea issue discussed in a multilateral setting.
This year's annual ASEAN summit is set to address a broad range of issues, including the global economy, climate change, food and energy security, and regional integration. Meanwhile, the leaders have also agreed that Myanmar will chair the regional bloc in 2014. The death toll in this week's deadly school bus accident in northwest China's Gansu province has risen to 21 after a 5-year-old boy died of his injuries. He was among dozens who were crammed into an overloaded minibus, which crashed head-on with a truck while on his way to classes. 62 kindergarten children and 2 adults were crowded into the bus, which had just 9 seats. Dozens of others remain in hospital. Li Zhe is one of the doctors treating the victims.
Most of these children have head injuries, such as concussion, and they have cuts and bruises on their heads. Some of them have broken arms and legs.
Meanwhile, the head of the kindergarten has been detained for liability issues. 2 deputy county chiefs and the heads of the county's education bureau and traffic department have been suspended in the wake of the accident. Embattled Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh is moving to shore up his support within the military ranks. Saleh has replaced 9 military leadership positions that had been left vacant after some of his leading military men defected to the opposition. Officials say that more dissident generals in northeastern and southern Yemen are expected to be sacked within the next few days. The move comes as the international community continues to try to work toward getting an agreement to see Saleh hand over his power. Massive demonstrations have broken out across Italy in connection to the country's economic crisis. Just days after the swearing-in of a new technocrat government in Italy, throngs of young people have taken to the streets to protest against the new administration of Mario Monti. In some instances, the protests in the various cities across Italy have turned violent. In Rome, the Senate has been pelted with oranges and eggs in what is being described as a symbolic gesture of protest as Monti presented his new government's agenda. Ahead of the much-anticipated election this weekend, there are new signs that Spain may be headed toward needing a European bailout. The latest auction of the country's 10-year government bonds has commanded a yield of above 7%, which is considered unsustainable. At the same time, outgoing Prime Minister José Luis Zapatero is appealing to both the EU and the European Central Bank to do more to defend the euro. Spain's debt woes and its high unemployment rate are expected to propel the country's main centre-right opposition party into power following the election on Sunday. The anti-Wall Street demonstration in the heart of downtown Los Angeles' financial district has come to an end, with police arresting nearly 2 dozen people. 23 suspects are in custody after they formed a circle and blocked an intersection as part of their protest. The streets in the area have been reopened to traffic. The arrests come as hundreds in Los Angeles turned out for Thursday's so-called National Day of Action for the 99%. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.